Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an NFR Final Round Watch Party Saturday, December 14th, starting at 3 p.m. at Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. There is nothing better than enjoying some outstanding cowboy entertainment in a theater setting as a prelude to watching the final round of the National Finals Rodeo on the big screen while enjoying your favorite beverage, all without the hassle and cost of Las Vegas. Entertainment starts at 3 p.m. with Bren Hill and Andy Nelson, then the NFR Watch Party starts at 6 p.m. Join us Saturday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. Tickets are available at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com or at the door. For more information, call 307-360-8776.
I'll keep one hand on the wheel and one hand in the rigging.
Howdy, folks. This is Wiley Gustafson of Wiley in the Wild West, and you're listening to the Clear Out West Radio Show.
That's right, Wiley Gustafson. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
You think so?
I do.
And, you really think
he
so?
He references Cal Radio every week.
I'm sure he does.
To get some tips on
pointers,
how to shoe his cutting horses.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know he does. Yeah. Right.
Well, in all seriousness, folks, we talked about stretching before you get under a horse.
We did.
If you want to be a farrier and you want to have a little longevity and you want to do it a while,
yeah,
I would strongly and highly recommend it.
Yes.
Do as I say, not as I do situation, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, the more you can limber up them joints and get the lube going,
sure.
Warm them up, and there is a farrier stance.
Yes.
That goes along with it. You
need to learn.
You arch your back, you stick your butt in the air, and you pigeon toe your toes.
Yeah.
And you can sit in that posture for quite a while.
Gravity helps you in that position.
Absolutely.
If gravity is not helping you, you're in the wrong position.
You're in the wrong position.
Yeah.
And if your horse is fighting you,
he's in the wrong position.
You're in the wrong position.
You're both in the wrong position. No, that's a true statement, isn't it?
So make it easy on yourself.
Yep.
Make it easy on your horses.
Yeah.
Do all the stretches. Do all the warm-ups. And get into that farrier posture and use it.
Yes. You know, it reminds me of the rodeo cowboys. Used to be you just got on and rode.
Right.
Now these guys work out.
They're actually athletes.
They
are.
They're spending time outside the rodeo, getting in shape and staying
and
in shape.
And staying there, yeah.
And therefore, they can ride for a while.
For a while, yeah.
Same deal with farriers.
Same old same.
You bet. Hey, that's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Hey, now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us, they want to say, yeah, I want to see let me see your yoga pose.
Let me see you touch your toes.
How are they going to, let me see you see your toes.
Yeah.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. And
warmed up and ready to go.
We do our yoga before we get under them. Absolutely. P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Not too shabby.
Let's move on before
keep
we
going.
Screw up.
Keep going.
All right, yeah. Many Strings.
Yeah.
Company riding along with us. This week they're singing the Eggnog Yodel.
I'm going to teach you all to do the Eggnog Yodel. It really is quite simple, you will see. All you got to do is get yourself a jug of eggnog. Grab that jug of rum beneath the tree. Then you mix unequal parts of rum and eggnog. That's one part of the nog and four of rum. You may find it hard to walk. You may find it hard to talk. You might even end up on your bum. But you can do the eggnog yodel. You'll say, shut up and pour. Yodel, 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 yodel can do it on the floor. Yodely, 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 and that's how you do the eggnog yodel. You're gonna laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh some more. You'll be happier with every little sip. And though you're feeling charming, this don't come without a warning. You may puke, or even worse, throw out a hip. Then you're gonna get that warm and fuzzy feeling, and you're gonna shout, I wanna dance. You may smell a slight aroma as you slip into a coma. You'll find out it's because you poop your pants. But still you'll do the eggnog yodel. It's fun with all your clothes on. You'll drink it down and say, I've got to yodel. And that's how you do the eggnog yodel. And that's how you do the eggnog yodel.
Okay, did you get that down? You know how to do. You know how to do the eggnog yodel now.
I got it. Yeah. More eggnog.
Yeah, exactly. See, the more eggnog you drink, the better you can yodel. Yeah.
You think you can yodel.
Yeah. You think you can sing.
Yeah.
And you think you're good looking, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. The more eggnog you drink.
Yeah, it makes my clothes fall off.
There you go. Oh, don't take drink any eggnog.
There's right, a visual yeah. right there.
We are talking about cowboy yoga. Mm-hmm. This week. Now, have you ever watched a barrel racer stretch their horse out?
I have, actually, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they're doing a type of cowboy yoga there.
Right. There's some yoga going on there.
Well, now those horses are athletes.
Well, absolutely.
And it's a good idea to stretch them out before you ask them to do something,
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Warm up the muscles, stretch them out a little bit, okay? Uh-huh. But is it coincidental that it's just barrel racers? You don't see your team ropers doing that.
No, you don't. I haven't. No,
you might see your calf ropers do that. I guarantee your steer wrestlers aren't doing that.
No.
So anyway, I don't know. Just questioned.
Well, these are basically racehorses for all intents and purposes.
Absolutely right.
You know, and like you say, they're all athletes.
Do they stretch the horses out at the Kentucky Derby?
They do warm them up.
Oh, they definitely warm them up.
Yeah.
I'll bet there's somebody in the background that is probably doing a little stretching.
There's got to be a stable hand back there doing that. Yeah.
Doing something like that. Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting to know, wouldn't it?
We'll have to do a little research there.
Yeah, well,
I do yoga every morning. I'm putting my boots on.
That's like the old saying, I went to the gym and I puffed and I sweated and I bent and I stretched and I groaned. And then after I got my sweats on, I just decided, forget it. I'm not going out there.
That's me.
After I got my tights on. Right. Yeah.
Ooh, another visual.
Oh, there's another visual that you did not need. All right. I am going to mention, though. Uh-huh. All right. Goat yoga.
Okay.
It's a thing.
It is.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
I went to YouTube. I looked up some videos, and I saw goat yoga.
Yes.
All right. So there was this lady. She must be a famous person. She actress. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know.
I had no idea who she was. Right. Anyway, she was experiencing goat yoga for the first time.
For the first time.
I don't know. Maybe she was a social media influencer. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, she was in her tights, and they got in there, and then they turned the goats loose, and they took some little treats for the goats, and they'd put them on top of the people doing yoga.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
And these little goats, these are pygmy goats. Yeah.
Oh, come on now. That's cheating.
And some of the mamas are pretty fat. One mama jumped up on top of this gal. She said, "That hurt." Well, duh.
Sharp hooves. Sharp, sharp.
Exactly. Sharp hooves. They're cuter than heck, but okay. Goat yoga.
Well, that kind of goes along with cow hugging, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little more about that. But let's ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, Waddy has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.